This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 4th. I'm Paul Plack. Captain Chesley Sullenberger, whose skill and calm voice became famous in last year's ditching of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 on the Hudson River, flew his final flight for the airline yesterday. Scientists now say data sent back by the synthetic aperture radar aboard India's Chandrayaan-1 spacecraft indicate the presence of water ice in more than 40 small craters near the north pole of the moon. The Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has also found evidence that thick masses of buried ice are quite common beneath protective coverings of rubble on that planet. BAE Systems PLC pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court in D.C. to charges of corrupt practices and violations of arms export and trafficking regulations, and will forfeit a $400 million fine. Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Jim Albaugh says Boeing loves Washington State, but warns unions they face a more competitive future, especially now that a second Dreamliner assembly plant has gone to South Carolina. A new departure procedure for the Airbus A380 at London Heathrow Airport is projected to save fuel and reduce pollutants and CO2. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says Russia will begin work on a new long-range strategic bomber, expected to enter service by 2030. The FAA has approved AV Seminars' proposal to offer the nation's first CFI renewal through a live webinar. The first one happens the weekend of April 3rd and 4th. And who knew? A survey of attitudes about airline discrimination against obese passengers reveals that very tall passengers feel they're also singled out for extra charges. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell recaps Women in Aviation International's annual show in Florida last weekend. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.